Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's another Happy Harris voter saying that she had an abortion that is super normal. Hey Jamie, zoom in enhanced necklace. That's all you need to know. It's probably not what you think though. It's probably that her partner, relative, or friend probably works at an abortion clinic. And this is just advertising. It's most likely about money more than some other agenda. I know Tiny had lawyers promoting divorces because they're divorce lawyers. Up next, Canada is not the socialist utopia that Americans on the left make it out to be. Charissa here says that it was cold, isolated, and finding a job was horrendous. Not only that, but there are Jeets in the major cities trying to scam you, and the cost of housing is through the roof. No pun intended. She's from Lebanon, and I'm glad she left. If she came from a bombed-out country and wasn't happy that it took her 4 months to find a job in Montreal, then she doesn't deserve to be here. Number three, the Supreme Court says that no matter who got your wife pregnant, you are legally the father and must take responsibility. And people wonder why men don't want to get married anymore. Granted, this is in India, but the law is similar in Western countries like the United States. And if you don't contest who the father is in a strict period of time, then you, for all intents and purposes, are the father. DNA tests would solve this problem for men, but they won't be implemented, because then they'll cause problems for women in the state who will have to pay for that kid. Looks like the state is a deadbeat dad trying to cuck real men. Moving on, my how times have changed. In the 90s, a woman with a 30 to 50 notch count was so outrageous that she was invited onto daytime talk shows. She looks relatively skinny and tattoo-free when compared to most women. She'd be considered a keeper in the current year, even with the resting bitch face and thousands-long stare. A while back, there was a story about a woman who slept with 22 guys to get over her ex. In that context, 30 to 50 isn't even a full month anymore. Number 5, how many red flags can she have? She's a single mom to a hapricken. She's obese, got tattoos, and has a thousands-long stare. What choice did she have except together with a black man because most white dudes turned down the fat ones? Also looks like the kid's father is probably on vacation. Yes, an 8 to 10 year long vacation. These are the same types of women who say they only date black men as if it were a choice. They make it sound like they're the ones rejecting white dudes and not the other way around. Opnex's female sports ball player says that she does the same job as men, but that she earns 100 times less. It's entertainment and not a job, and her so-called job brings in 200 times less revenue. Maybe someone should bring up the fact that men are being paid 100 times less on OnlyFans. I drive a car. Why am I not paid as much as a NASCAR driver? Women see that female tennis players get the same prize money as the male ones, and they want the same thing spread to all the other sports. Number 7, meanwhile in India, a man cut off his own leg so he could get a disability spot in a medical school, because his grades weren't good enough to get in on his own merits. His girlfriend exposed his self-inflicted injury a few hours later, and now he's facing a police case. Scamming is in their culture. Then again, he was just trying to get a leg up on the competition. Why did she rat him out? Didn't she want to be with a successful disabled doctor or something? Maybe he didn't go far enough, because I hear that in Indian medical schools, it costs an arm and a leg to get in. Moving on, there's a club in London where men must be 6 feet tall to enter. And you just know it's going to fail before it even opens. 37% of UK nightclubs have closed since March of 2020. What's next? So they're going to try and open a nightclub where you have to be a millionaire or ripped ender. At least that way men would actually have a chance if they worked out or became wealthy. But don't try and open a nightclub where the women have to be under 135 pounds. That would be racism, of course. Number 9, this woman says she cheated on her husband and now he hates all women. She's only saying this and trying to make him look bad, because she's trying to avoid accountability for cheating on him in the first place. This is typical female logic. I broke the trust of somebody who trusted me. How dare he start seeing patterns and become red-pilled after this? She ruined him for all the other women. He doesn't hate women. He just hates female nature. Up next, here's what happens when you're a female star and Hollyweird gets their hands on you. You shave your eyebrows off and suck the fat out of your face. Here's yet another example of the eyebrow thievery going on out there. It's like they're intentionally making themselves ugly because all the casting directors are woke and only hiring unattractive women. Women have to look like washed out genital warts to get hired these days. Number 11, imagine my shock that a mask study shows that N95 masks exposed wearers to dangerous levels of toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer. I couldn't breathe while wearing those things during COVID, so I barely left the house. Yet most of the sheeple complied in Canada, with 95% of the adult population getting at least one jab. I was ready to illegally cross the US border if I had to in order to avoid it. Luckily, it didn't come to that. Moving on, since the year 2000, women and minorities, who make up less than 10% of all pilots, cause 66% of crashes by pilot error. Yet airlines keep on hiring them. United Airlines wants to hit their goal of 50% of their pilots being women or minorities. This is what a feminized soy society looks like. Women value having the power to enter male-dominated fields more than they value their own safety. My dad recently flew on Delta Airlines. Luckily, he got there okay. Number 13, Wales, is now banning dogs in certain areas to accommodate Muslims and make areas more inclusive. In 10 or 20 years, you probably won't even be able to own a dog in the UK at this pace. Then after that, they'll probably ban people who are gay. I'm tired of waiting for people who just want to be left alone to finally get involved. If you haven't done anything yet, I don't believe you will. Brits will just assimilate to Islam and then go to war against the foreign Muslims and defeat them in a holy war. That's how Islam works. Never-ending civil wars. Up next, meanwhile, in Canada, you can't make up crazy headlines like this. A toddler drowns in a bathtub, and the Jamaican mother who left the 15-month-old child to bathe by himself is partially the victim of racism. But she was warned not to do that, and yet she left him there, put on her headphones, and started the vacuum. That's definitely racism. Here's the judge that ruled that she was the victim of that racism. This is how you know you're living in a gynocentric soy society. Number 15, why is it that women prefer the bad boy thug instead of choosing the nice guy to settle down with? Because the nice guys are weak and short and only good for putting in the friend zone. Dr. Ryan Terabant says that tall men over 6 feet tall make women's minds go haywire. They don't even know if he's ugly or attractive. All they know is that he's tall. All they see is the height for some reason. And increasing their body count will eliminate their chances of ever marrying a man. Moving on, here's another UK business that's about to fail. This trans man and trans woman are opening up a coffee shop in Manchester that'll only serve non-binary and semi-bisexual people coffee. Is it really going to work when you only cater to 1% of the population? Sounds like they're more interested in virtue signaling instead of selling that coffee. Also, what the hell is semi-bisexual? Apparently people who are attracted to one gender but only identify as bi. Number 17, something strange is going on in France, where you can now marry a dead person with government approval. They probably just want to make money off of wedding certificates. Whatever happened to consent, though? Looks to me like women will do anything to trick men into marriage, including poisoning, apparently. Will they be able to divorce dead men and get alimony money from their estate? I wouldn't be surprised if they could. They'll start marrying dead millionaires. Up next, people are saying whoever's in charge of TV prices should be in charge of healthcare, education, and housing prices, too. In Florida, where I'm living right now, TVs only cost $199 for a 50-inch one. Computer monitors are only $48, too. My thinking is the TVs are being subsidized to promote lamestream media indoctrination and to make sure people get their daily dose of bread and circuses. TVs are cheap because of competition. In medicine, there is none. Number 19, will you dare marry such a girl? No, because tattoos are disgusting. I won't even date one with them. It's a good thing so many women have them because it signals trauma and mental illness. I don't want to see serpents and cartoon characters on a woman's body, or inspirational sayings that mean nothing. If you do marry a woman with tattoos, then make sure you've always got your alimony ready. Moving on, check out this young Australian telling us why Australians like him are leaving London. What are there just too many damn Jeets there for Mr. Jeet over here? Ironically, his genes are closer to the original inhabitants of Australia than the European settlers. He's originally Sri Lankan. It's going to get so bad in many parts of Western countries that people will start leaving to other areas for opportunities. I don't mind when they assimilate, but most don't. Number 21, I'll tell you one thing though, they won't be welcome in Bangkok, where this sign was spotted. It's only fair though, because more than half the hotels in India don't appear to accept white tourists staying there either. Why are they so racist? But looking at this sign, it makes me wonder which ones stank up the place faster. But seriously, those damn smoking bans, I really hate those. Up next, meet Jessica. She's 38 and has been battling alcoholism for 5 years, and now marks 300 days of her sobriety. But why tell everyone? Is it for attention? Maybe this is her way of broadcasting that she's ready for a serious relationship with Chad. But would you look at that? She's in South Asia. Or should I say the Jeet behind her account is from there? This is just engagement bait trying to get Sims to see these posts so that the person behind them gets paid by X. Number 23, the EU is planning on getting rid of US tech and switching to European technology instead. Good luck with that. Europe lacks innovation and has tons of bureaucracy. So it looks like they're about to have a closed-off internet system just like China. So free. Then again, I could be wrong because Europe has boatloads of engineers and computer scientists coming to the rescue. I don't think the Europe will deport these intellectuals until it's too late. Moving on, in Canada, apparently people voted in this survey that they want to see Pierre Poilievre as the Prime Minister of Canada. Pierre is competent. Unfortunately, surveys like this don't matter, because it's the boomers that voted for the Liberal government, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do it all over again. I can't explain to you the relief of living in the States as a snowbird. Not only the weather, but also leaving the politics, simps in the city of Toronto, as well as the Jeets behind. It's like living in Canada back in the mid-90s. Number 25 on the last one, it's like the universe knows, because this is the last phone fall I'm going to see for quite some time. And the universe delivered 1.5 toddlers worth of snow a week before I left. And it was also -2 Fahrenheit at the same time. Canadians are weak these days. Back in the day, when there was this much snow, they would still go to school. This past school year, they closed the schools down for 3 different occasions. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.